Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here are some notes about winter vacations at Lyman Lake. In 1926 and 27, a log cabin was built by Washington Water Power Company at Lyman Lake near the head of Railroad Creek. The cabin provided welcome shelter for many thousands of hikers who have visited the Lyman Glacier Cloudy Pass region. Charles Hesse spent April vacations there in 1946, 47, and 48. On April 6, 1946, he found 4 inches of fresh snow on the 15-foot snowpack and wonderful skiing. On April 8, skiing was just short of perfect. Another trip to Cloudy Pass and a run down on 2 inches of powder on good base. March 31, 1947. We, a party of five under heavy packs, arrived at 5 p.m. having started from Holden at 7:30 a.m. April 3, it was snowing this morning. Open timbered slopes below Cloudy Pass were ideal. April 7, temperature 17 degrees this morning. Skiing down was like swimming underwater in milk. April 10, just before sundown, the wind died to a mere gale, so we climbed up about 900 feet through the timber for a beautiful shush back through deep powder. On April 11, we finally received the reward of our patience. The mists being driven before a cold north wind began to dissolve in tints of red and orange and the incredible beauty of the neighboring peaks. The views from North Star on a clear winter day are the equal of any in the world. On April 16, we have to leave tomorrow for Stehekin. Reason? Out of food. April 26, 1948, my third year. We reached the cabin at 4:30 to find it completely obscured except for the location marker. The shovel had been left inside, so it took me a half hour to get in. 14 feet of snow in the lower meadow. April 28, snowing. It has been snowing for 5 days. Daylight is now of the same duration as mid-August. May 2, a perfect day. May 15, snow for the 22nd day. In May 16 of 1948, there was intermittent rain since 6 a.m. Editor's note, Hesse experienced 22 successive days with snowfall and then 1 day of rain. A late cold spring with lots of snowfall followed by sudden warming and rain set the stage for the worst runoff and river flooding since the high water of 1894. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.